Queer.
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 Radio.
It's been a bit of a while since we've talked about T-Bar, but this weekend, fear not.
This weekend.
That's on. And I've got Jackson Chilli on the line. Hi, Jax. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. You're busy working. So
I secretly snuck out for a little interview, yes.
And so that's why we can't have your happy, smiley face in the studio with us on Queer Radio.
Not that anyone can see it smiling, but yeah.
Every time we've seen you, you've been smiling.
Oh, well, you get
great.
To see it. This is true. This is true.
Jackson, tell us about T-Bar. It has been a while since the last T-Bar. We'll talk about how that's happening, but give us the stuff on what's happening this Sunday night downstairs at the Sporties.
Okay. Well, we start at 8 p.m. It's hosted by Mr. Punch McRagefist. I don't know if you guys have seen him, but or them. I'm not sure of.
We're familiar. We're familiar with Mr. McRagefist.
Yes, it's a special treat. So Mr. Punch McRagefist is hosting and doing a very special show. We've got DJ B Racket, who always has the dance floor pumping. What else have we got for you? We've got Lady Marlene's Wild Wild West Burlesque. She's doing, it's her premiere. She hasn't shown this, as far as I know, before. So she's doing that for us. What else? So it's a $10 concession and $15 cover charge. We got door prizes like iTunes vouchers and movie tickets, Coles Myer vouchers. Probably the best thing of all of T-Bar is that all the profits, well, about 80% of the profits, will go to Wendy Bird, which is a community group that
which
hopefully everyone
we knows. Know really, really well. We know Wendy Bird really, really well.
Excellent. Excellent. That's good to hear.
Now, this is an important thing because T-Bar is providing an event for the community while raising funds for the community, but it's been a while since T-Bar's happened, and it was a fairly regular occurrence. What's been happening behind the scenes, Jackson, that's kind of made T-Bar a little bit less obvious than it used to be? Yeah.
Probably my hours I'm working, the fact that I'm constantly working almost, so... it's hard to get the community to go to regular events, so we just sort of wound it back. And we did one event roughly around this time last year, actually, and it went really well. And so this year I haven't announced this to anyone yet, but we're actually doing two events. So the next one, I believe, is in August.
Okay.
This is the first of the year.
So if you're doing all the work yourself, basically, it would be really cool to get some other people in our community who are listening or know people who are listening who want to be involved with helping you put T-Bar so that there could probably be one or maybe two more T-Bars a year. It'd be cool if it was like every 3 months or something like that.
Yeah, 3 monthly would work really well, I think, yeah.
And the thing with T-Bar is that it's... open to everyone. Obviously, the T in the name of T-Bar does give us an indication of a direction, but there's no discrimination.
Not at all. It's about community, but we're definitely we aim at a trans positive space because there isn't anything like that. So where everyone can come, but know that it's a trans positive space. So we'll be rocking around as well.
I think some of the things I've discovered over the years of doing queer radio, and I have mentioned this to you and a few of the trans people in Brisbane, is just what a joy you all are and what you've brought to our understanding of the T part of our massive acronym that describes our community. And I'd really love that people could have more of an opportunity to see the T part of our community leading the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's good when, like our last event last year, it was a community event. It wasn't just a whole lot of T's. It was that massive acronym. So I hope that happens again. It was really good to see everyone mingling.
This Saturday night, is there a theme?
No, there's not a theme. It's hard to theme events. I was thinking, there's many, many themes in the world, but maybe August, if people have ideas for themes, I'm willing to hear.
Have you got a date for the one in August?
I do, but you know what? That's in my phone and I'm talking to you on it right now.
It'll be a Saturday in August. There you go.
It will be, yes.
A Saturday in August. So it's
I'm sure Facebook, it'll be all over Facebook, but maybe we can talk again. But
it'll either be the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, or the 26th. They're the they're the four Saturdays in August.
One of them.
If it's in the earlier part of August, you might want to theme it, you know, country meets city, because that's Ecker time.
Oh, that's true. Oh, now you're getting crazy. Yes.
Yeah, of course I'm getting crazy. We could do that. I mean, it's, you know, heaps of fun. Jackson, thanks so much for stepping out from work and surreptitiously talking about T-Bar. But from us here at Queer Radio, we love to support T-Bar. We love to support everything that supports the general community. But the T part of our community really needs our support. We want to make you a lot more visible. We want to give you more support. So hit us up anytime you want to come back in, Jax.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me, Blair.